This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the last 11 years, powered by the collective participation of 140 crore Indians. As the NDA government at the centre completed 11 years in office, Prime Minister Modi emphasised that under the guiding principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, the centre has delivered path-breaking reforms with speed, scale and sensitivity. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the country today is not just the fastest-growing major economy, but also a key global voice on pressing issues like climate action and digital innovation. The government will facilitate an additional provision of 25 crore rupees for 2,060 houses damaged in border areas. This comes after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's announcement regarding additional compensation for houses damaged by Pakistani shelling in the border districts of Jammu and Kashmir following Operation Sindoor. The Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement said that the Prime Minister announced additional compensation of 2 lakh rupees for each fully damaged house and 1 lakh rupees for each partially damaged house. The Ministry has ensured swift implementation of this decision. Similar compensation will also be provided in the border areas of Punjab. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the country cannot become a developed nation without achieving growth in agriculture sector. The minister was addressing farmers at the Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan event held in Rangareddy district in Telangana. He emphasized on achieving food security, increasing farmers' income and protecting the soil for future generations.
Food security sunishchit karni hai, number one. Number two, kisano ki aamdani badhani hai. Number three, nutrition food mile. Iski koshish karni hai. Aur number four, kisan bhaiyo, is dharti ko aane wali peedhiyon ke liye bhi bacha ke rakhna hai. Aisa na ke soil hi bimar ho jaye hamari. Aur isliye, abhi hum log nikle hue vikshit krishi sankalp abhiyan pe.
The chairman of the Indian Space Research Organization, ISR, Dr. V. Narayanan, has said that the flight of SpaceX's Axiom 4 mission has been postponed to 11th June at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The launch of Axiom 4 was deferred due to bad weather conditions. In his message on social media platform X, he said that Axiom 4 crew will carry Gaganyatri Indian astronaut Sudhanshu Shukla wearing ISRO's Gaganyaan astronaut insignia and three other crew members from US, Poland and Holland to space. Yesterday it was a dress rehearsal for all the members as they wore the official SpaceX flight suits and practiced the steps to be followed on the launch day today. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw held a detailed meeting with the team of Integrated Coach Factory to find a practical solution to the issue of automatic door closing in local non-AC trains in Mumbai. The meeting took place in the wake of an unfortunate incident in Mumbai earlier in the day, wherein four passengers lost their lives while travelling on the footboard of a local train. The Railway Ministry, in a statement, said the first train featuring the new design will be ready by November this year, and after necessary tests and certification, it will be operationalised by January next year. Meanwhile, Maharashtra government has announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees each to the kin of the deceased who died after falling off a local train in Mumbai. The Indian Navy, in a closely coordinated search and rescue operation with the Coast Guard, has safely rescued 18 out of 22 crew members of the Singaporean-flagged MV Wonhai 503. The MV had reported an internal container explosion and a resultant major fire on board. The Indian Navy, in a statement, said that the incident inputs were received at about 9:30 hours yesterday. INS Surat and Dornier aircraft were immediately deployed by the Indian Navy to render necessary assistance. The Indian Embassy in New York has said that they have come across social media posts claiming that an Indian national is facing difficulties at Newark Liberty International Airport. In a social media post, the embassy said that they are in touch with local authorities in this regard. And that is the end of this news bulletin.